Mozart's Divertimento No. 2, Willy Boskovsky and the Vienna Mozart Ensemble on the Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell. Beloved conductor Gennady Rozhdestvensky has died at age 87. We'll sample some of the best of his early LPs on our next Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY, including this one. His name was hardly a household word. In fact, it's virtually unpronounceable to us Westerners. I remember practicing it over and over before I dared say it on the air back in the 1970s. Gennady Rozhdestvensky. Pronunciation difficulties aside, he was among the most consistently fascinating conductors of his generation, and frankly, my personal hero. Rozhdestvensky died in June of 2018 at age 87. On this Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY, a tribute to the maestro with some of his earliest LPs, all music by Prokofiev, played from the original Angel and Mercury discs. I'm Tom Goodell. In the 1960s, Rozhdestvensky became my personal hero because he seemed determined to record absolutely everything by Serge Prokofiev, then as now my favorite composer. One by one, the LPs came, all seven amazing symphonies, the three evening-length ballets complete, Romeo and Juliet, Cinderella, and especially Stone Flower, and even more obscure, choral works like the massive cantata for the 20th anniversary of the October Revolution, the oratorio On Guard for Peace, and the wildly avant-garde, blatantly anti-Soviet Seven, They Are Seven. How that last got recorded and distributed internationally at the height of the Cold War, we may never know. My favorite Rozhdestvensky LP included that little gem, plus suites from two operas, one familiar, the other still almost completely unknown. We'll hear both on this podcast, beginning with The Love for Three Oranges. The orchestra is the Moscow Radio Symphony. Rozhdestvensky's style, especially as a young man, was ideally suited to Prokofiev's idiom. Crisp, violent attacks, vivid colors, and bracing tempos. Soviet orchestral brass players back then could sound rather strident, but in this music, Rozhdestvensky transforms that liability into a virtue, reveling in the bite and brashness of these untamable barbarians. Yet through it all, Rozhdestvensky's warmth and genial sense of humor somehow always shine through, no matter how sardonic or sarcastic the music becomes. Thank you. Prokofiev's Suite from the Love for Three Oranges. Gennady Rushdestvensky has led the Moscow Radio Symphony. You're listening to the Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell. Unlike many of his colleagues, Rushdestvensky was allowed to travel pretty freely in the West. I was fortunate enough to hear him around 1974 when he brought the incomparable Leningrad Philharmonic to Ann Arbor, Michigan. On that concert, he was joined by his wife, Victoria Postnikova, and together they gave an incandescent performance of Prokofiev's demonic second piano concerto, one that almost literally burned the house down. There must still be scorch marks in Hill Auditorium, I swear. Well, unfortunately, that remarkable team never recorded any of Prokofiev's piano concertos. What we do have, though, is Rushdestvensky's probing account of the second violin concerto from 1965, with soloist Henrik Schering on a Mercury LP. As Prokofiev aged and struggled to meet the demands of the Soviet system, his music became more mellow and melodic. The orchestra on this occasion is the London Symphony, and its refinement and polish are perfectly suited to this music and Rushdestvensky's gently lyrical reading.
Thank you. Thank you.
Prokofiev's Second Violin Concerto, the soloist Henrik Schering, that's a Mercury LP, Gennady Rozhdestvensky leading the London Symphony Orchestra on the Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY. Prokofiev's Gambler has nothing in common with Kenny Rogers. The opera is based on a novella by Dostoevsky that inspired several Hollywood films and tells a raw tale of greed, decadence, and toxic, unrequited love. At its epicenter are a tutor named Alexei Ivanovich and his beloved Polina, who torments him mercilessly. Prokofiev composed his slightly Baudelaireized version of the tale in 1917. We hear the orchestral suite. You'll recognize Alexei from his constant plaintive call to Polina, and the grandmother's demanding, imperious cry, Alexei Ivanovich. Gennady Rozhdestvensky again conducts the raw, raucous Moscow Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Four Portraits from the Gambler by Prokofiev. The late Gennady Rozhdestvensky led the Moscow Radio Symphony. If this podcast accomplishes nothing else, I hope it encourages you to check out Dostoevsky's Gambler. Though written in haste to pay off his own gambling debts, it's populated with compelling characters and razor-sharp insights into human behavior. Next time, a surprise or two. On our next Analog Masters podcast, we're not hiding anything, though we will forsake the world of high-fidelity LPs for the realm of 78s and one mono LP. Legendary recordings of Haydn from Vladimir Horowitz, Serge Koussevitzky, and the Flonzeli Quartet, next time on the Analog Masters podcast. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.